Thanks for joining us. Tonight, the pandemic pushing millions of working mothers across America to upend their lives. Continue working and providing for your family, or quit and become a full-time caregiver. Here's ABC's Rebecca Jarvis on how the coronavirus is taking a disproportionate toll on working moms.
For months, Katie Morales tried to make it work, caring for her 7-year-old daughter while also working full-time during the pandemic.
I had friends and family driving really long distances to come watch Genevieve for like a week or 2 weeks or a month at a time, also that I could keep doing this work that I loved.
Her job at an animal rescue farm.
That little baby love.
Not only a paycheck, but a passion.
Thanks, Nat.
But soon it became too much for the 33-year-old single mother.
I used up all my sick days basically in the first, 6 weeks of schools closing. And I think that if the choice is between continuing to take care of animals or taking care of my daughter, I have to choose my daughter.
She made the agonizing decision to quit her dream job.
It was a very sad day, again, because I just really took what I was doing seriously, and I really wanted to be there. You could say it's a personal choice, but it doesn't feel like one. If I had my choice, I'd still be working.
Katie moved across the country into her grandmother's home in Chino, California. Three generations of mothers now keeping the family afloat.
It's not just moms. It's my mom and my grandmother. So it's generations back of women and mothers who end up being affected by this. Because if I fall, who's going to pick me up? My mom, like the same way I would for my daughter.
Katie is one of the nearly 2.2 million women who have left the workforce since the COVID-19 pandemic began, with another 1 in 4 women now considering either quitting or downsizing their careers.
Most economists are calling this the she session, if you will, because women are taking the brunt of the labor market damage from COVID-19. And this is for two reasons. One is because a lot of the industries and occupations that they work in have been hard hit by the pandemic. But the second reason is because of the lack of childcare and the disruption that daycare and school closures have caused.
And women ages 25 to 44 are almost 3 times more likely than men to leave their job because of childcare demands.
This is going to cost upwards of $700 billion this year to the U.S. economy in terms of lost productivity. That's 3.5% of GDP.
9 centimeters long.
Experts say even a short-term hiatus like Katie expects to do can have a lasting impact.
This is likely to set women back a generation, even if you will, in terms of what this means for women's progress in the workforce.
Even the women who have kept their jobs and have the flexibility to work from home are feeling the pressure.
Good morning. Just got up for the day. It's just after 5:30.
Holly Oakes has been working from home since March, balancing her demanding full-time job in Portland, Oregon, and helping her 2 kids, ages 10 and 12, with their remote learning.
I usually get about an hour or so of uninterrupted work time. There is also the fun fact that my son is in band and they have to do it virtually.
Holly's husband works from home too, but she says she bears the brunt of the childcare.
Guess what,
can you come make me lunch?
Oh, is it lunchtime already?
Yeah.
Okay.
There are so many women who tell me that they feel like they're failing everywhere. Work, there's just no way to possibly keep up with it.
Definitely. I think that is a great way of articulating it. I feel like we're doing so much. I kind of liken it to you're trying to plug holes in a sinking boat, and there's just so many that you can't plug all of them. I definitely feel like I'm failing in all areas.
Ready to go potty?
Holly's employer, a sportswear company, has been supportive, but it is still a challenge.
I recognize how lucky I am that I can work from home and, you know, I don't have to go into an office every day or into the field every day. I also have a partner that I'm working with. I can't imagine what it would be like being a single parent, having to go into the field.
Single mother Angel Marino, a certified medical assistant in Detroit, has no choice but to keep reporting to her job at the hospital.
Even in this time right now with this COVID-19, I can't
afford not to work.
Experts say the economic impact and stress of the pandemic has hit women of color hardest.
Many of those individuals are working in-person jobs, and so there's no working from home there. There's no shifting your hours around. And they also have less access to backup childcare. So they're less likely to have a nanny or a babysitter or someone else that they can turn to watch their kids so that they can get to work.
How have you been managing all of this?
Oh my goodness. It's just been very difficult since the pandemic began in March. And thank God I have a team, people I work with, my manager, my supervisor, they are very resourceful. They're trying to help me as much as I can get through this because they understand that I'm not alone in this. They also need people to show up to work. So it's been a challenge to keep going to work and prevent not being furloughed or fired.
Even before the pandemic, finances were tight for Angel and her three children, ages 10, 7, and 6, making their own hand sanitizers and masks. She never wants them to be homeless like she was as a child after her mother died.
And I want my kids to have stability.
In the spring, the hospital she works at was under siege.
How are you doing today?
Doing well.
Angel was tested, worried that a positive result would keep her out of work.
Praying for good results.
The next day, a relief. She learned she was negative.
Such a beautiful day, and it just makes you miss all the life that was usually out here.
But childcare has been a harder problem to solve. In the spring, her children were in free daycare for essential workers, a lifeline funded for a time by philanthropies. In the fall, her children entered an in-person learning pod at their school. But just last week, Angel was informed it will be closing starting Friday because of rising COVID cases.
December 4th will be the last day and until further notice. So I'm assuming until next year. So from December, I'm going to have to really figure out this week what I'm going to do. I don't have too much support. My mom died when I was 2. My grandmother, her mother died of cancer a few years ago. It's like so hard to get a job and stuff and get somewhere. And then you get it. And then your kids or being able to be there for your kids or the choice of work and kids, it shouldn't be a choice. Like I shouldn't have to, I want to be the best mom I can be.
The choices are impossible and you're carrying the world on your shoulders.
But Angel has a hard-won resilience.
We can do it though. I was born for this. Like I was born to like cross mountains.
Holding ourselves to a pre-pandemic standard is ludicrous. It's always gonna be moms picking up the loose ends and tying them for people. Give yourself permission to leave some stuff untied.
I said it's 16.
Back in California, Katie, still out of work, her 7-year-old daughter taking those virtual classes by her side, hopes this experience will teach her one of life's most valuable lessons.
I hope she learns how to be scrappy. I personally am not powerful enough to change the way the world operates around me. So all I can show my daughter how to do is change the way we operate within the world.
Our thanks to Rebecca. And coming up, how this former NASA engineer is taking science during the pandemic on a rocket ride to YouTube stardom.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially 4 trials facing former President Trump as he makes his 3rd bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability? And would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
With millions of students stuck on virtual learning during this pandemic, one former NASA engineer is hoping to make science riveting. Mark Rober streaming lessons on his YouTube channel, exciting viewers with experiments that not only go viral, they break world records. Here's Nightline's Ashin Singh.
Double crossbow fires two missiles at the same time.
Look familiar? If you grew up like me, or in the past 50 years, the Nerf gun was the toy to have.
Don't you get it? It's Nerf or nothing.
Now, it took me a while, but eventually I grew up enough to stop playing with toys like these. And you probably did too. You know, school, work. Eventually the magic was lost. Unless you're this guy. This is the world's largest Nerf gun. And this is the world's biggest kid. His name is Mark Rober. Take one part literal rocket scientist, mix two parts YouTube sensation, and add in a whole load of messing around, and he'll have you feeling like a kid again. Only smarter. It's larger than life experiments like these that have transformed Mark into a social media phenomenon. With 15 million subscribers on YouTube, racking up more than 1.5 billion views.
So growing up in the 90s and 2000s, I had Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Nice.
Today, kids have Mark Rober. Who is that?
Mark Rober is passionate about getting people just stoked about science and engineering. Like, that's kind of my MO. So I'll suck people in with something big, like, you know, world's largest Nerf gun, world's largest super soaker. But at the end of the day, it's about, like, telling them about the science of what's going on there.
All right, pause. Because we're in a global pandemic, you're probably wondering how Mark and I can hang out with little social distancing and no masks at all. Well, we actually shot this segment before the world shut down. And in that time, while there's been no shortage of news,
I've always thought if we could somehow just see the germs around us.
Mark's been busy hosting science class for those of us who have been stuck at home. Physics, chemistry, math, my nightmare growing up. But for Mark, numbers, formulas, and an acumen for innovation all just sort of came to him.
How did you first get curious about science?
I've just always loved math and science, physics, and so a lot of my videos come down to, like, physics principles. Like, I'm trying to explain people, like, this world is magical, but magical in a way that, like, if you understand how it works, you can predict the future, and you can make cooler things.
But Mark isn't your everyday DIY science guy. He's got the resume to back up these experiments of astronomical proportions.
But I mean, long before, this wasn't your job. You weren't a YouTuber. You were actually a rocket scientist.
Yeah, so I spent 9 years at NASA at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. So 7 of those were working on the Curiosity rover. Something I've touched and designed and tested is roving on that little dot in the sky 90 million miles away. Is like, it's a cool feeling.
Right, here's an idea for a relatively simple Halloween costume.
While he was literally sending aircrafts to space, he posted this science experiment to YouTube. It got him nearly 10 million views.
And that was a cool feeling. And I'm like, I want to do this more. I should do this again, right? So honestly, from that point, like 8 years ago, I've done one video a month.
Before long, he left behind, and I can't stress this enough, a job at NASA to make YouTube videos full time.
Yeah, there was a survey that went out recently that it's like, more kids want to be professional YouTubers than astronauts. And everyone, like, even I'm like, man, that's so lame. But then I was like, hold up. I quit my dream job at NASA to make YouTube videos, so I'm not really one to judge.
Sounds crazy, right? Well, the gamble paid off, literally. Now Mark's making a living off of his experiments, which are often sponsored by major brands. His biggest hits? Racking up millions of views, like the world's largest horn, or a pool made entirely of Jell-O,
and a bowling ball that only makes strikes.
Talk to me about some of these ideas, because these are an 8-year-old's dream. Are you a kid?
So I joke sometimes in the videos, like, my quest is just to be, like, the favorite uncle with my nieces and nephews. And I started with, you know, a lot of times having them in the videos. I love having kids and young people in my videos because, like, they're sucky actors. So when they give a reaction, it's genuine. When you see just, like, the sheer enjoyment of, like, a kid doing a belly flop into a Jell-O pool, it's like, that's just magic.
One of his most viral clips inspired when alleged thieves started getting handsy with Mark's Amazon packages. So Mark made them pay with glitter.
Just felt like such a victim, and I was like, hold up, like, I freaking helped put the rover on Mars, you know? I made a dartboard, you can get a bullseye every time. Like, if anyone could do something about this, like, it's me.
It says, reward if found, call this.
Like most tech nerds, Mark calls the Bay Area home. Here at his workshop, we finally got to mess around with some gadgets.
Is it too bad?
There you go. No, that was perfect.
Yo! I'm having the time of my life, but Mark says it's all about education. He even advocates for important causes, trying to save the planet with super celebs like Bill Gates.
Wow, that's pretty good.
As a YouTuber, as a scientist, as a dad, why is it important for you to be kind of advocating for these causes?
It's weird to think that, like, I can tap a microphone and, like, 25 million people will listen, right? And so I can't just sit by and not do something knowing that I could, right? And I have the power to do something about it.
This is the world's largest Nerf gun. I've kind of, like, opened it up here so you can see.
But it's hard not to admit that being a big kid is in Mark's DNA.
So Mark just loaded up the world's largest Nerf gun. Our producer, John, is sitting in that trampoline. He's about to get the Nerf shot straight at him. Are you ready, John? All right, we're gonna pray that we don't take you out. But if we do, sorry. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, say hello to my little friend. Oh!
Yeah!
That was awesome.
Shotgun mic off the
took the shotgun
camera.
Mic off the camera. Can we get a shot of that, Stan? The mic got taken straight off the camera.
That's
how you
power.
Feeling, Kat?
That's 40 miles an hour of pure toilet plunger.
No producers were hurt in the making of this piece. We needed drums.
If 8-year-old Mark Rover could see you now, what would he think?
He'd be friggin' stoked. He'd be real stoked.
For Nightline, I'm Ashin Singh in Silicon Valley.
And finally tonight, in sickness and in health.
I am delighted to pronounce you, Lauren and Patrick, as wife and husband.
Lauren Jimenez and Patrick Delgado of Ontario, California, separated by COVID, but together in matrimony. Lauren testing positive just days before their big day. With their marriage license about to expire, the couple pushed forward with the ceremony. Lauren sitting by her bedroom window, Patrick standing beneath her in the front yard, connected by a 30-foot ribbon, symbolizing their love and their unity. A love story for the ages. That's Nightline. You can find our full episodes on Hulu, and we'll see you right back here tomorrow at the same time. Thanks for staying up with us. Good night, America.